Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, recently qualified for a $200,000 grant from USDA to provide technical and business development assistance in rural areas. KCARD Executive Director Alita Botts.
This is a grant that we have been able to secure for several years that supports our work across the Commonwealth to provide business planning services, help people with loan packages, help develop cooperatives and other producer-owned businesses across Kentucky.
The USDA grant is one of two major sources for KCARD's ongoing work for Kentucky ag entrepreneurs.
The federal funds are wonderful because they allow us to leverage those funds from the Kentucky Ag Development Board. And without the support of either, it would be really hard to provide the services that we provide free of charge.
Stories with some of their clients are regular features on this program, and their help to those new ventures help boost economic development in general.
Business planning work, help people with financial projections, help people with marketing, help people with all sorts of business needs for agribusinesses. But then the USDA also provides funds, so we're able to reach more people than we've ever been able to reach.
You can learn all about them online at kcard.info. We'll be right back.
This is Bud, and for years you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
Very often, says Alita Botts, who directs KCARD, Kentucky startup ag entrepreneurs just need a little direction. If they move into the realm of seeking various grant fund assistance, that process is competitive, and KCARD can help them prepare their applications. This recent USDA grant to KCARD itself is an annual competitive process.
We are so thrilled to be able to compete at the level that we compete nationwide to get these funds. Our application typically places in the top five nationwide, and I believe there were only 22 awards made across the country. And so we're very pleased to be able to bring those funds here to Kentucky to support the work that we're doing.
We'll have a follow-up report on KCARD's activities in a few days. In the meantime, check out how they might be able to help you with your idea online at kcard.info. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.